For some kids with chronic illness, socializing and finding independence can be a huge challenge. A challenge one middle school student from Michigan set out to share with other young people in a podcast. Her story is this year's middle school grand prize winner in NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. Here's NPR's Sequoia Carrillo with her story.
The Lanovich's house in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills is an explosion of color.
I love color.
Purple cabinets, red chairs, and then, of course, Lila herself.
Well, currently I have rainbow hair, and I do rainbow makeup. I do rainbow outfits.
And there's endless movement. There are a lot of pets in this house.
This is Saucy. She's a green cheek conure. This is Karma. He's a chameleon.
There's the rescue dogs, Daenerys, Punchki, and Dusa. The two cats, Suze and Georgia.
And then this is Lopez. He's a golden retriever.
Lopez, with his tail dyed in a rainbow to match Lila's hair, is the star of the house and the star of the podcast. Here's how it starts.
Introducing Lopez, the dog with a rainbow tail. Lopez loves balls, socks, and me. His job is to protect me and keep me safe, and he excels at it. I'm Lila, and I'm Lopez's human. I struggle with multiple chronic illnesses and chronic pains every day.
Lila's been sick since she was born.
Her mom, Margaret, has been working to help manage her health Lila's whole life.
She was constantly sick when she was a baby, hospitalized once a month.
She got surgery when she was 7 to try to help, but other issues started to pop up. It reached a climax when she was 9.
That summer, that one day, changed everything. I could not walk. I was in pain everywhere.
It was also, as her dad Ian recalls, a few months into a nationwide lockdown.
Like summer of 2020, she couldn't walk for 55 days.
And then 70 days.
And then another episode that lasted over 70 days.
Then she started having non-epileptic seizures. She was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, Lyme disease, long COVID, and with each diagnosis, she lost more of her social outlets. She didn't want to have an episode in front of her friends.
Even though it's not something necessarily to be embarrassed about, it's still very uncomfortable having to tell them, hey, randomly, I might just pass out. Can you, go get help or something if I need it?
So her parents started to think, what if someone else could go get help for her? That's where Lopez came in. They decided to get a service dog and spent more than a year with a trainer, Lizzie, getting him ready. Here's some more of her podcast.
For the most important part of his training, where he would detect seizures, I had to put a sterile gauze pad in my mouth just before and during my seizures. Then we would give them to Lizzie, and she would introduce them to Lopi.
Lila's homeschooled, but has a teacher who checks in on her, who really encouraged her to enter the podcast challenge and tell her story. It was initially difficult to open up, but when she won, it all felt worth it. Here she is on Zoom with our producer, Janet Ujong Lee, when she found out her story was our winner.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be on NPR. Lopez is going to be on NPR.
The judges loved that Lila let them in on her story and really pulled the curtain back on what it feels like to be a kid dealing with chronic illness.
One time I was standing in the kitchen when all of a sudden I realized I felt a little off. I asked Lopez to check and he pawed at me. I quickly jumped onto the couch and before I knew it, I was waking up after passing out.
And as she says in her podcast, not every day is the same. But this summer, she's learning to appreciate the bright spots whenever they happen.
I'm actually feeling pretty great. I've been able to do things the past few weeks that I never would have thought I'd be able to do again. Like walk the zoo, the Detroit Zoo. I was able to do that, which is still crazy to me.
And this fall, she's hoping to start back at school, another thing she can't quite believe yet.
Everything just seemed so out of reach for me, but I actually have hope now, which is incredible and crazy.
And Lopez will be right by her side every step of the way. Sequoia Carrillo,
Lila Lanovich, NPR News, Detroit.